Ugh, I'm not in the mood. Do we have to do this?
Yes.
Wait, are we recording? Okay, let's go. You're listening to The Allie Colbert Show.
How old is your dog again?
Almost four.
Okay, kind of puppy energy still.
She's being an idiot right now. She just doesn't get out of the house a lot. So when she does, she's like, okay, out of there, please. Don't make me regret
bringing
you.
She's not being
you.
An idiot. I mean, she's in a podcast studio.
No, she's now on the couch.
Let's get her mic'd up.
Let's get her off the couch. Susan, stop.
I think she's been to my house. You remember that?
She was your house. She ran around like an idiot at your fucking comedy show.
Sweet.
She ran amok around your show. I was so pissed.
We did a show on the roof of my house, Molly Austin and I.
Fun show.
And Steph brought her dog, and the dog kept running across the makeshift stage.
And I'll tell you what, she is so cute, but she does steal focus.
Yeah. But she's
like she is right now because you're staring at her.
I can't not look at her.
I know. She's so fucking cute.
Why the name Susan?
Name Susan because did you ever play Guess Who growing up?
Yes.
Okay. So she's the, and now we're going to be, she's on lockdown now. Lie down. Now we're not letting her roam anymore. The old school game, the initial Guess Who game.
Yeah.
She has the same color hair as Susan.
Got it.
It's very specific reference. Nobody really understands it. But if you play the game
though.
A lot, it's very cute.
I can't tell if this dog is well-trained or if you're just with your voice trying to signal that you can train a dog. Do you know what I mean? Are you playing a part?
She's not well-trained is the problem. Here's the thing. This is what she does. She fucks with me. Sometimes she's so fucking good, people are like, where did you get her trained?
Right.
And then other times, like right now when I want to rip her eyes out of her ass, she pisses me off so fucking bad. Like, that's what I'm saying. On planes?
Yeah.
Unreal.
Well, because she knows on planes she can't fuck around here. She's like, this isn't even a big show, big podcast.
Yeah. She's quieter on the bigger podcast.
Andrew Santino's show. I'm going to need you to shut the fuck up, Susan.
Rogan, mute. On Rogan, she's just like on her back the whole time. Looking.
Right.
When I go through TSA with her,
yeah,
she fucking, you take off her whole collar and everything because it sets off the alarm.
Right.
She literally goes through. Love the drilling outside.
I love it too.
I love
it. We said, you know, we're going to have a dog on this episode. Let's drill outside.
Yeah, drill outside, dog panting inside.
I want the guy who rented me the space to come in about 15 minutes in and ask a few questions about the track being triggered.
That's kind of how
I like my episodes to go here.
It is not. I do like that the venue is cool though. But anyways, she goes
this
through.
This is the room where they filmed Room, the movie Room.
Is it?
No.
Okay. I'm so gullible. You can't.
All right, go on.
So she, sit down, Susan, right now.
No, she's
so
this perfect. Is, no, you're she's like Seth so, Malone.
I need her to lie down, please. She literally I take off her leash and her collar and she sits and waits till I walk through the metal detector and then I ask her to come and she comes through. Everyone at TSA looks over, like they're in the middle of like looking at the scanning thing, like with the suitcase. They go, is that dog obedient? I go, I don't tell you. And then the second we land at my parents' house, she gets the zoomies and starts wiping her ass over the fucking front lawn. And I'm like, if anyone knew how, like, but
oh
I
my
love
God.
Her so much.
She's so precious though
I'm
right now.
I'm obsessed with her.
Ugh, I She's love, I had a girl. Dog, I have an amazing dog now, but the first dog I had was a dog that started attacking me. Like biting through the skin.
No.
Ripping me, bleeding.
No.
And I kept trying to train her.
Foster?
No.
Puppy?
Yeah.
You got this dog as a puppy and did this?
Yeah. 6 months in,
well,
started biting
well,
me.
Well, look at me. I'm going to shut my lips. I was like, Foster, no.
No, really bad.
There's no way that we're not picking that sound up.
We're not
really?
Picking it up. You're picking it up.
There's a man sawing a foot in my ear.
I know, but we don't have it in the... Okay. Listen, Jordan's listening to the tracks.
Yeah, Jordan's listening to it. We're good.
I mean, we're good.
Okay, good.
I'm picking it up. I know you're close with Robbie Hoffman, and when Robbie Hoffman and I did a show together where we each did half hours, there were people in the audience that were being a little annoying. I could completely ignore them. It was fine.
Uh-huh.
Robbie went on stage.
And immediately.
She ended up having to get them removed from this venue, which was like a nothing venue, but kept returning to them. I was like, I can't focus when I hear the chitter chatter. Can we be big girls? Like just going ballistic. And some people I think, now I am obsessed with it. I feel like someone's at the dentist. A giant dentist.
A giant dentist. I was going to say, maybe it's a Canadian thing.
Maybe it is a Canadian. No, now it's fucking loud. I mean, it feels like the stomp is rehearsing. It's very
loud. It is really. I think we're on Vegas. This is the Blue Man Group warming up right now.
Does anyone own more one-piece jumpers than you?
I don't think so.
Every time I see you on Instagram, you're in a new one. This is a great one.
I know. I just got this one. That's why I had to wear it.
This is maybe my favorite one.
I know. This is my favorite one. I got it from a vintage store in... Actually, I think Santa Barbara, my friend Irene Morales, you know, from New York.
Yes.
Sent me this thing going, they just put this out, and I DM'd them, and they sent it to me.
I love it. And I love those Converse.
Good Converse, yeah. I'm trying to...
You have a whole... Did you come into this style later in life?
Or... I did, yes. Well, after I got the mullet, I feel like I got more into my own style.
When did you get the mullet? What triggers the mullet? But are you straight?
I don't want to be. I'm going through a horrendous breakup right now.
Yeah.
And I, honest to goodness, don't think I can ever trust another man for the rest of my life. I know that sounds wild. And it sounds like that's a crazy thing to say.
I think
after
a lot of women say
what I'm
say
going
that.
Through right now, there's actually no way in hell that I can ever trust a man again.
What happened?
I can't. I'm scared he's listening to stuff. I can't.
He's so crazy though?
Yeah, I'm scared. There's a part of me that's a little worried. And yeah, I just, you know, you find out stuff after about people that, you know, it's just, I'm not saying a lot.
Yeah.
I'm done with men.
You're not?
I really don't want, I could fuck them.
Yeah.
But I can't, the idea.
You can't be in a relationship with them.
No. I have a date tonight, actually.
Holy shit, that's fast.
No, it's a pilot that I fucked before. It's a guy that I fucked before.
Okay, it's from the rotation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, the rotation's back in. So I had a rotation before that was gone, obviously, because I'm not a fucking cheater.
Isn't that funny when you go tap back into the rotation and they're like, well.
No, the funny part is because he had been texting me
while
I was with my ex.
Turn the drilling up.
Yeah, yeah. Can we? Yeah, yeah. I would actually love a little more saw for the background of the story.
Can we get some hammer?
Drill, hammer, and saw all at once.
Please.
Oh, she's being so good now.
It's lulling her into
it. It is. She's like, oh, I'm not used to this. I live
like
in East Hollywood. This is East Hollywood. She's like, oh, this is my every fucking morning. This is the leaf blower that comes every day and blows one leaf around the driveway for no fucking reason. We gotta abolish leaf blowers.
But
abolish men,
doing?
Abolish bad men, and abolish leaf blowers.
Abolish men.
Could you imagine? I made a joke the other day on stage, a jokingly joke about like, oh, we should have a going gay camp.
Yeah.
Where you have to go up to the middle of the woods and it's only lesbians and you get transformed when you leave. You're like, I like women now.
I've had the same thing. The reverse conversion
yes,
therapy.
And a bunch of women in the crowd were like, yeah. And like after they were like, that's a really good idea. I was like, should we do this?
Yeah.
What's
getting in your way of being gay? Is it eating pussy? Because
no, I've eaten pussy before and I didn't mind it.
You've eaten pussy.
I've dated women. I've been with gals.
Oh, no,
I'm not new to this. Look at me.
You don't ever say, do you say that on stage?
I don't because I'm not one of those people that's like saying they're bi for more stage time. Yeah, that. And I'm like, I'm not gonna say I'm bi for more. You know, what I mean, everyone's bi now. Everyone's like using
it's
that.
Annoying.
It is annoying. And I'm like, unless I'm like dating a woman, I'm like, I'm straight.
What? Oh, wow.
If there's like the scale, whatever, I'm probably like, I don't know where I am on the scale.
Give me a number.
But I feel
give me statistics. I want
a percentage.
Where
I am. Yeah. I know I'm not straight, but I'm like, I'm always dating. I hate when people are always like dating men. They're like, I'm bi. You're not bi. You've only been with men. How are you bi? You kiss one woman on the cheek once at a bar mitzvah. I don't tell you. You're not, like, it's bizarre.
It can be frustrating, even
especially,
though it can be frustrating. I feel bad, though, sometimes because I acknowledge that you might feel like I really want to be with a woman, but I'm not.
Yes, okay.
And that's
real. Sure.
But at the end of the day, you have 100 boyfriends and I'm eating pussy.
Yeah, yes, yes.
And that's just what it comes down to. So
I will
understand.
Yes. I will say the one time I've eaten pussy once now, but I've been with three other women.
Yeah.
The problem was her pussy was so small and nice that I just could not get over bad mine looked. Like, I was like, is this what they all look like? And the whole time I was eating around, I was like, mine's bad. Mine sucks. Like, I just kept being like, in my head, I kept looking at it going, wow, what a nice looking crotch. And I'm sitting here like, she can't go down on me now. And now that I know what's out there.
Right, totally.
Mine's a mess.
I totally get that. If you see one of these Barbie pussies.
It was Barbie pussy.
Where it's just the tiniest little sliver. Yep.
Two lines and a hole.
Exactly. It's like, and look, like, at my fucking unhinged roast beef
roadkill
sandwich.
Roadkill over here. You'd be like, I can't make
this
out what animal
insane.
That was.
I have 15 layers.
Oh, you're lucky. Mine's like an onion, like a blooming onion. It's like, whoa, this is, come to TGI Fridays. You got a lot of onion here. No, mine's a mess. So I'm like, that also, I wasn't good at it.
How do you know that?
Because she told me.
You got feedback from Barbie?
Oh, yeah, and I wanted the feedback.
What
though.
Did she say?
She was like, tell me what to do and where to move around and stuff. But I was like, I just couldn't get the knack of it. Maybe I need to do more is the problem.
I'm really shocked because it sounds like, not to be naive, but if it was smaller, less layers, we're talking just two pieces of bread.
Yeah.
There's not so much real estate to really get lost.
That's the problem. It's like a peanut butter
compact
sandwich with just peanut butter and two white pieces of bread. You get in there, you get out.
Right.
If I'm eating, like, say, a banh mi, there's cilantro falling everywhere. There's all this going on. I still was having a hard time.
Right.
That's the problem. And I feel like I've been told, I suck a mean dick. I've been told I'm good at sucking dick.
I've been also told I suck an amazing dick.
And I feel like people don't just spread that around for no reason.
How did you learn to suck dick? Did you learn from porn? Did you learn from...
No, just from doing it. Just from sucking a lot of dicks.
Just by trade.
Is my trade. Some people, you know, learn to do electrician work and I just suck dick. Am I sweating already?
Sucking schlog. Yeah. Do you think that... What is the key to sucking good dick?
I think really focusing on the tip.
Really?
Yeah, I gag a lot. So I'm not slopping at the back of my throat, rearranging my tonsils. It's a lot
like
licking the tip, licking around the tip.
Men like that.
They seem to.
Do
you like this? Tip?
I couldn't tell you. I don't have one. So.
Oh. I'm going to feel really bad if you actually don't.
I don't.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Oh, no. See, okay. Now I feel very bad. See, that's why I was like, oh my God,
No, it's fine. I actually think a lot of men, if you treat their dick with the gentleness that you might treat like a pussy, it like can turn them on.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't hook up with a lot of men. You have a taco tattoo?
That's a mistake, and that's getting covered up next week.
Your answers are your.
Yeah.
This is about the relationship.
Yeah, that's going away.
I can tell by your tone.
Yeah,
it's connected.
That's going away. Yeah,
there's a legal. That was a mistake. It'll be gone.
Oh, here's the thing. Here's what happens to me. I don't learn my lesson with one mistake.
Yeah.
So I had already gotten a matching tattoo with a man covered up.
Yeah.
And you'd think.
What was that one?
An ice cream cone that's now a palm tree. You'd think
always
I would have learned. It's a lot of food stuff. Yeah, I got a food problem. I got a guy problem. We're not doing it anymore. We got a problem with assuming. We got a problem with assuming people's genitalia. That's my that's my next thing that I need to fucking learn.
Why don't you guys get tattoos?
Yeah, we should. Steph Tolov is canceled. Is what the tattoos are being called. We can both get in the same spot. Lower back tattoo. But the dick thing. But the problem is, I love kissing women.
That's a problem for you.
No, not the problem. I mean, it's like I
comes
find
up.
It's better.
Oh,
it's nicer to kiss a woman.
What?
I think.
They're more sensual.
More sensual.
So then, why are you?
I don't know, and I don't want to. I'm telling you right now, I don't want to. Like
men.
Because
it sounds like you do have the option to kick into the women. So just do that.
I would love to.
Yeah,
I know. Well, the problem is, so in Toronto when I was dating women, I was hanging out with just lesbians.
Yeah.
So that was like I was in that world, and I'm hanging out there by a lot. So I felt like more comfortable to, and I was just around them more.
Right.
Now it's like I'm around straight idiots.
No,
at the
you,
fucking
me, and
comedy
Robbie.
Clubs. Disgusting. I know. We need to. Are you single now?
No.
Okay. I was like, I was like, okay. I was like,
well,
no.
I can still go out and have fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. No, I'm not saying you can't.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling myself.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You can still do stuff. You can still have fun. You can still have friends. Relationships are hard.
Relationships are hard. And I will say I didn't hang out with anybody throughout the whole thing. It was just me and him most of the time.
Oh. How long was it?
6 months. And it's 3 weeks out. So I'm fresh.
Yeah, fresh. So
fresh.
But you were with him a lot during those 6 months, you're saying?
He was long. No, it was long distance, but it was like when
long
he was
distance,
here. Yeah,
6 months.
Yeah, but when he was here like at my house the whole time. And
right.
It was like I would go there whenever I would had time off. And yeah, but it's just like when you get, then if I did a show, I'm like, no, I just want to go home and call him at night. Like, I'm like, I don't need to be out.
Totally.
And I'll be futzing around.
I like doing that. It's easier to be in a relationship. I mean,
that way,
I don't like going out and getting fucked up. I like to watch television in my bed.
Oh. Last night, there was like three parties going on. People texted me, are you coming? I was asleep by 10:02 p.m.
Yeah.
Lulling to sleep with Law and Order. Night of my life.
Isn't it the best?
I've never been happier in my life.
You like sleeping alone in the bed, though?
Well.
Isn't it great?
It's not alone.
Yeah.
She's got a problem.
Suze.
She hugs the bed.
She wants to be close to you.
Oh, against me all night. It's a problem. I have like a neck thing, and I thought it was like stress, and I think it's now her, because she fucking nuzzles up against me. I mean, it's the cutest thing in the entire world.
I love, my dog's very cuddly. I actually got into a thing with someone. I want to ask your opinion on this. The other day, I brought my dog to the beach, okay? You ever bring Suze to the beach?
No, because I thought you weren't allowed to bring the dog to the damn beach down here. I take her to the dog beach.
On the Venice
fucking
beach?
Oh, they weren't allowed. A ticket.
Well, this is kind of about that. But okay. everyone there, their dogs are there and their dogs are off leash.
Okay.
And my dog, I always let off leash at the park, at the beach, just because he's this big. He's the nicest dog
never
in the world.
Anybody.
He's not going to do anything.
There you go.
Okay. So I'm sitting on the beach, my dog sitting next to me off leash. Mm-hmm. Tons of dogs off leash along the beach. This woman walks over with her dog on a leash. About the size of Susan.
Okay.
My dog runs over to say hi to the dog. Susan, in this case, starts bucking up.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to be a problem. It's just saying hello.
Yeah.
And Susan's owner says, hey, can you come get your dog? And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, sure. I get up. I'm going to get my dog. And she's like, now can you do it? You know, and her dog, nothing's wrong. The dog isn't biting.
Dog's
my dog.
Growling, nothing.
And I say, I'm trying. My dog's not on a leash. So if you can just pull your dog Because her dog's on a leash.
Just pull your dog away.
Yeah. She's like, well, that's why your dog needs to be on a leash. If your dog can't do recall, it has to be on a leash. First, now we're having a different conversation. Who are you? You work for Parks and Recreation? What are you doing enforcing this?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And she's like, be a better dog owner. And I got really angry.
Oh.
And I was in a bad mood. So I said, you know, you can't control other people. Like, welcome to the world.
Uh-huh.
This is what it's like. No one, not everyone's going to be doing what you want. Please just, you know, and I said, I can see why your dog's not well socialized.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And then she was like, that's so unnecessary. Why are you being so difficult? And
it's
then
like, we started being like, you started this.
And then it was just brutal. And then I was thinking, my girlfriend watched all this happen. I was like, who's right in the, do you run into these people who are like policing how you, because you're bringing your dog everywhere.
Yes. Well, here's where I want to start with this. First of all, dogs are already not allowed on that beach.
Yeah.
So there's no rules. If you were at like a fucking place where like everyone had their dog, I was like, dogs must be on a leash here, then it's a different story.
Okay.
Also, if your dog was aggressive, and that dog was aggressive, and that dog, but I always see TikTok videos of people like having a bunch of dogs on a leash, and then a dog runs up like, my dog's gonna bite, put your dog on a leash, and this, and then the dog gets basic. I told you, it's like, if your dog is that fucking bad, don't be walking your dog around anybody else ever.
Right?
You see a person, you get to the other side of the fucking beach, you walk in the water if you have to. If your dog is that fucking crazy, no, I think you're in the right here, because that whole thing is like, people are just trying to start a fight. Why? Your dog didn't do anything.
My dog did nothing. If you don't want dogs around your dog, keep your dog. Hey, that's it's like the vaccine. Yeah. If you want to get it.
If you want to get it, get it.
Then you go get it. No, but like, just stop trying to control other fucking people.
And it's also
if you
like,
want your dog on a fucking leash, you put your dog on a leash.
Then that's it.
Otherwise, shut the fuck up and move on with
your dog. And if
day.
Your dog had bit, if your dog ran up and bit that dog, it's a whole other story.
Oh my God.
That's a whole other, I'll be like, well, yeah, obviously your dog's being leashed. Yes.
That would have been a problem, and maybe my first dog would have done that, and that would have been an issue. But I did hear this recently. I shared it on the podcast that if two dogs are in a fight, one of them is like biting and won't stop, the surest way to interject, but so that you don't get hurt, is if you take your finger and stick it up the dog's asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
You knew that?
Yeah, in the butthole thing. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, you really knew that?
I didn't, yeah.
Have you ever had to use that?
No, but I know a friend who did.
Wow.
Yeah, so his pit bull was like attacking the dog.
It was the pit bull I knew.
Yeah. Oh, same pit bull.
the same pit bull that loves its ass getting fingers.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem too. I think they just like it. They're like, oh, they're not upset. They're like, she gets attacked a lot because she's so docile and like.
She gets attacked a lot?
She's been bit twice now, but like she's got so much fat, like her neck is so fatty that she doesn't even notice. I know, she's fine.
But she
hates huskies and German shepherds. We have to cross the street.
German shepherds are fucking.
She won't go near
Nazi dogs.
They are.
And people don't talk about it. People talk about pit bulls.
Every pit bull I know is a fucking saint. And like my aunt has a German shepherd, and she's like, don't lock eyes when you walk in the house. I'm like, what? So you're walking and you're like, what? But I'm like, I'm looking at it because it's growling. She's like, don't look at it. And we're like, well, I have to look where it's coming from in order to remove ourselves away from the teeth that are entering our skin.
My uncle had a German shepherd. It was one of these dogs that like they're so bad. I don't even know how this was a different time. This was like 20 years ago. It was one of those dogs that people chain and like lives in like a backyard shed.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Have you met people with those dogs?
It's sad. I see a lot of TikTok stuff.
But like, what is that? So he had the German shepherd, and it was a similar thing. When you go into the house, don't ring the front doorbell. Go to the back. This dog is chained. It's like this is like a Frankenstein like machine. You got to just get this dog in a home where it can live.
But
a lot of these Rottweilers. I like to just name the bad breeds.
I like Rottweilers. Rottweilers are so cute.
I've heard Rottweilers are like kind of evil, but maybe I'm wrong.
I think the problem is these fucking owners, and then those are the dogs that get like outed. My aunt years ago had a German shepherd.
Does your dog have a dick?
I'm getting canceled. The German shepherd, I feel so bad right now.
I actually can't
explain how bad I feel right now. It's sitting on my throat right now. I feel sick. My aunt had a German shepherd years ago that was so fucking good. Like,
really?
So good.
Really?
I used to ride its back. It used to, like...
You would ride it?
Yes. When I played outside, there's photos of me playing alone outside and the dog, like, underneath me in case I fall. Like, it was nuts.
Oh, my God.
So, like, there are exceptions to every rule.
Yeah.
But
you would saddle that one up.
Well, I knew a golden retriever who attacked a kid. Ripped her fucking face off. She had to get a butt graft when she was, like maybe a year old.
It's so not funny. I don't know why I'm smiling.
I don't know.
I just didn't. I'm sorry. I just, the way you're delivering.
Picturing a golden retriever ripping someone's face off is like.
I heard
and they're
retriever
wagging their tail the whole
graft.
Time. They're like, you know, so happy the whole time. Yeah.
You wouldn't want to get attacked by a golden doodle just because like
it is funny.
It is hilarious.
No, it is funny.
Any doodle type dog to be attacked by.
Or a golden retriever.
It's a little bit
embarrassing.
I saw you have very good crowd work clips.
Thank you.
Yeah, really great.
Tell you what, they ain't doing well in the algorithm, though.
Oh, God. Do you feel embarrassed posting crowd work? Because sometimes I do because people judge it.
I don't because I think it's good. I don't post clips I don't think are good.
No, sometimes I post clips I don't care about.
Well, I mean, I'm sure not every clip I post I think is good, but I don't know. I think everyone right now is posting on Instagram that now people who were posting earlier is like, fuck you. You posted enough. You don't get shit. So my clips are just eating shit right now.
They're not doing well.
No. So here's what I know.
Okay.
So yesterday I posted this stupid Easter Bunny clip that was old.
The Easter Bunny?
Yes. It's so stupid. It was old, but it was when I had no followers.
Uh-huh.
So I reposted it again. Yeah. I got roughly 100 people sharing it in their stories. That's a lot. That's a lot of shares.
That's great.
I lost 40 followers yesterday.
Oh, it's
I was like, how does that make any sense? I've never had a video shared that much, and now I'm losing followers? Make it make sense. Instagram, make it make sense.
I don't get why that happens either. I will always have that where a video does well and my follower count goes down.
I don't understand it. I'm done. So I'm like,
more people see it, and then more people don't like you.
Like,
but a lot of people see it.
Yeah.
I know. It's fucking bullshit.
Stupid.
But you had someone in the crowd recently you posted where they were talking about having their boyfriend shave their asshole.
That was crazy. That was fucking Philly. That was nuts.
Like, you've never shaved a partner though?
No.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah, I was thinking about how it would be weird if a guy shaved a woman because I don't see men having the empathy or like just the, I just don't see them doing it. But I have shaved girls.
Like down there?
Yeah.
Oh. Like hard to reach spots or the whole thing?
I don't know. It's like never been. It was more so like fun if we were together.
Were you in the shower? Okay, you're in the shower together.
In the shower together.
Okay, it wasn't like, I'm ready, and they're just sprawled out with shaving cream? Okay.
It wasn't like a service.
Okay.
It was like more of a fun thing you happen on.
Because I accidentally crossed a pornography where it was like a guy shaving like a younger, I don't know how I got, disgusting. I like literally went through my fucking phone.
An old man shaving a child.
Yeah, it wasn't that. It wasn't like child porn. It was like on Pornhub or whatever, but it was like shaving, a shaving video. I was really sick over it.
Wait, what happened in it?
I don't know. I just saw like a man shaving a woman's vagina. I was like, what? And then I looked for a second. I was like, ah! And it was like gross.
It really put you off?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like it. I don't know. I feel like when I shave, I know the nooks. I know the crannies. I can't just be flopping it around. I have so much hair. It would take so long.
Do you ever think about doing laser hair removal down there?
I have a joke about this, but I'd have to take it alone.
What does that mean?
I have so much hair. Like, I'm not just saying this to be funny. I am very hairy.
Okay.
I am head to toe hair. There's not a part. The problem is there's not a spot on my body with no hair.
Okay. Why is that a problem?
Because I'm going to laser one area and then what? I had to laser the rest of the area.
No, you can do your whole... Cunt.
But then I have everything around it. So the cunt's gone, and now I have fucking
like your
fur here.
Saying your thighs are
and
so
my stomach.
Hair.
There's hair everywhere. No, and then all of a sudden it's bald there. It's bizarre.
You're right. It would be a little
And like
strange.
My ass hair is so, it's so much. I literally like, I've had people go, whoa, fuzzy, wuzzy. I'm like, I get it. I have a fuzzy ass.
Wow.
So I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I can't shave it now.
Yeah.
I'm going to shave my ass, and then the front, there's hair
I
everywhere.
See what you're saying.
We're keeping the hair.
Okay,
the
I know.
The only place I get rid of the hair is the mustache now. I have a little thing from Amazon. I zippy, zippy, zippy.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, oh, yeah, we got
to
do that deal.
I had one of those. I used to, what I first learned growing up was what my grandmother taught me, which was to dye it yellow.
I did that. So, I had the Nair.
Yeah,
Nair mustache. No, Nair, the Jolene it was called.
Jolene.
Did you use it? You had to mix two things together. You literally had to mix it up. It looked like fucking cocaine. Mix it with the cream, stir it up, and then smear it, and it smelled like burning flesh. And then you'd walk around looking like Hulk Hogan for like,
I was like, Mom,
15 minutes.
Yeah. Don't come in my room. I'm doing my Jolene. It would start to sizzle and
smoke. Oh, yeah, it would sizzle. Oh, it would. And then you take it off, and it would just be like, you just wipe white burnt hairs.
Yeah. You'd set a timer. Sometimes I couldn't make it the whole way.
Oh, no, because
it
burned.
I was like, fuck, it's 9 minutes. Can I at least wipe it off?
And then your lip would be red for like 2 days.
And then
stupid.
It would be bright yellow.
Yeah. It was
a highlighter. I'd be like, look, my mustache is gone.
Everyone's like, yeah, it's gone.
It was.
Don't go under black light. Just neon mustache.
I was playing laser tag at my friend's birthday party.
Like, oh, Hulk Hogan's here.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
It was bad. Painful. And then I heard the rumor that, by the way, when you shave something,
It grows back thicker.
So that was a big, I was like, why don't I just shave this? I don't understand.
But that's why, I think that's right. I think this like little shaver is different than an actual razor.
Yeah.
What's going on here? You were being so good.
Oh,
and
God.
Now she just
I want to talk to her. She's
she moved
so
for
cute,
like a second. Don't. She's
I'm not
she
going
mustn't.
To.
She's being so quiet and good
she's
right now.
She's a golden retriever.
She is English cream golden.
English. So she's
such
a
rescue. Piece of shit. Yeah.
You got her from a breeder.
I got her from, she's rescued. She was getting beaten and abused. No.
People got so mad that I didn't rescue my first dog.
Oh.
They wanted to murder me. I voted Hillary. Calm down.
I mean, I can't vote because I'm Canadian, but I literally can't even mention on stage, if I say it, like, if I say it, like, Kansas
they'll
City,
skewer you
somewhere
alive.
Else, LA, I stopped doing my jokes about her because I talked about how she's not a rescue people would fucking turn on me.
They're so it's angry. Crazy. It's so misplaced.
But I'm like, what?
I get it,
like,
though.
What I'm trying to do, I get it. No, I will. I do want to get a rescue, but yeah. I want. I've been trying to get her to go into. I live close to the Sickens Hospital.
Uh huh.
So I've been trying to get her because she's so good with fucking kids.
Oh, so I was going to do that with my guy.
So I've seen a lot of videos. Also, you take them to old age homes.
Yeah.
So. Better follow me at the exact same time.
I'm sorry.
So I'm like, I'm trying, but apparently there's different places. Because I reached out to the Sick Kids Hospital and they said, no, she has to be trained for like 3 years. I was like, well, she's
three
not.
3 years?
Yeah, I'm like, well, she's not. So I can't bring her in. But I also live close to Ronald McDonald, a serious, like, hardcore service animal training. But I'm like, she literally will see a kid and get on her back and roll over.
Oh, my God.
And she
God.
Just does it every time.
The like, cancer kids are going to lose it for that.
They will. Oh, and I'll lose it. I would say, like, I don't know. I just let her roam and just me, just, like, crying. I cry, like, I can't handle that kind of stuff. But I want to take her because she's so good.
I want to take my dog. Let's go together, please.
Let's go. Because I think there's some place you can ask for, like, literally different places have different rules about what dogs you bring. Especially an old age home. Let her roam around.
An
let
old
the old
age
people.
Home, that would be, I don't even think. Do they need it?
They do. No one visits them. They all sit around a circle. All the dogs go visit. They
I
love
know.
It.
No,
they're
you're
petting.
Right. It's sweet.
Their veiny hands are just shaking
they're
on the dog's
blue
head.
They're turning blue. Yeah. You're coming. Oh, they're so sweet.
I know. I don't want to go.
All my grandparents just died.
My grandma just died.
Really?
The same day I broke up with my boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a lot.
They're dropping like flies.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I think it's just, it's time.
Foul play?
It is, yeah, I don't know what it is. When is yours die?
We're thinking murder, but we're waiting for the autopsy
really?
To come back.
Really? Are you serious?
No. Oh. No, I mean, they're old.
Oh, what the heck? I was wait, what you're saying is so casually.
I thought we were doing a joke about how.
My grandma's very fresh.
What
death
could it be? They're 90, 95. Oh, it must have been foul play. Hi, baby.
Yeah, no, she's over there.
Well, so who are you going on your date with?
Well, it's a pilot. It's a pilot that I fucked before.
Did you meet him on the plane?
No. I met him. It was like a really dirty hookup one night in like Dallas. I was there filming a DSW commercial years ago.
What the shoes?
Oh yeah, I played a clearance rack woman.
Before the mullet.
Yeah, before the mullet.
What was your hairdo before the mullet? I met you with a mullet.
Yeah, it was just like parted in the middle and kind of like
long.
Nothing. Yeah, longer and like it was like. Sometimes kind of curly, but the mullet came in the pandemic. I just grew my hair out.
Oh, it was pandemic.
Then, yeah, I kind of got bangs at one point. I was like, oh, I don't hate the bangs. And then I just kind of like was like, what's going on? Then I kind of, my hairdresser at the time started like kind of trimming it up.
It's super
like,
in
yeah.
right now.
And it like suits me.
It super suits you.
So I was like, this is my hair now.
Do dudes go crazy for it?
No, the opposite.
Really?
Oh, it's but a very specific look.
No, I know it's specific, but I would think that the dudes you do fuck are like psycho for it.
A lot of bi guys like my hair. So I'm fucking a lot of bi men. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Do you peg them?
No, and I want to peg.
You don't want to peg.
I do want to peg.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm scared I'll get carried away and then never take it off.
Oh. Well, I think
really
it would be really
think,
fun for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm curious. I've always wanted to peg a dude.
I like the idea of pegging.
I mean, I've pegged tons of women, but I think pegging a dude would be really fun just because I would like to see a man in that way.
Yeah.
There's
in
something
that way,
sinister
yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There is something. Yeah, I think so. It's very powerful, but I feel like because I already like am very aggressive that men... wouldn't necessarily want me to do that to them.
Right. And where do you, but I mean, before this guy, this past guy was a fan, right?
Mm-hmm. Never again.
Never again.
Never
Guys
again.
Before that fans?
No, I one guy and never again. I it takes me two times to learn a lesson.
Right.
And now never a fan again.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to find somebody that likes me that doesn't know me, which sounds weird. Because I mean like...
Because they're like the Steph, the personality, the
yeah.
videos.
Yes.
They're into who you present as.
Yes. So I get a lot of people on Tinder and stuff now being like,
oh, I love your...
You love your comedy. And I immediately swipe left. I'm like, I don't want you to love my comedy. I don't want you to know who the fuck I am. I want you to like live in the woods, not use social media, and then like meet me and like me. Like I don't want you to think... I'm like trying to use you for material or like you want to use me for something. Like I just feel like.
I know.
I feel like there's a backwards reason for fans to want to be with you. And it's not because they love you. It's because they want to use you for your fame or your money, whatever the fuck it is. And I just feel.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, there is some of that. But then don't you also think because we're not like actors on stage so much. I mean, you don't feel like you're doing a character on stage, do you?
I don't. It's definitely a extended version of myself. Like
right.
It's still like
so
me.
It is,
but it's
exactly. So they're not seeing. Like, they're seeing a part of you.
They like are seeing a part of me, but I'm like, I just don't like the idea of them. The fan stuff is just, it's weird. I thought I liked it, and now I'm very not into it.
Yeah. I've had, it's amazing. I could talk about being gay just the whole time on stage, and I still will have a man come up to me after the show.
That's just so crazy.
They're just relentless, and it's like they won't receive the information I'm putting out. And then if I have a girl come up to me after the show, I can't stand that energy from a woman.
Really?
I just get really turned off because I like to be the one that's initiating and chasing.
Okay.
If she's putting herself out there.
You're like, no, thank you.
You think your dog's okay?
Yep. She just peed and she shit already this morning. This is bathroom? No, this is her sniffing around. Lie down, please. No. She's
okay.
No, she's
I become the woman. You got to leash your dog.
No, lie down, please.
You have to have better. No, she can walk around.
No, I don't want to walk around.
I'm always paranoid about my dog needing to pee.
No. She pees all the time. Sit down, lie down. Sit down,
Suze.
Sit down, lie down. Sit down and lie down.
Sit down, lie down, Susan.
No, she thinks she's coming out. Lie down.
You can come on the podcast. Oh, I know, honey.
That's it.
You were a DJ.
She'll listen much more.
Tell us about finding comedy.
And there you go. Finding comedy?
Yeah, because I heard you were a DJ.
I did DJ for a bit. DJ Tanner.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no one got that reference. I fucking told Jody Sweden about this because she did my pod, and I was like, I used to be DJ Tanner. She's like, and her name was Stephanie on the show, and she's like, oh my God, do you not know the full turnaround with like the full house? She's like, I became DJ Tanner. I was like, wait, what? And I was like, this is insane.
Wait, what do you mean? She got that? You're saying she didn't
She
get
got
that?
That, but like anybody else when I was DJ Tanner before, she
didn't
get it.
They didn't freak out for about it. No. But you were obsessed with the show and you named yourself DJ Tanner.
Yes, and I said that was funny. I DJ. Who told you? Did Robbie tell you DJ'd?
Someone, maybe Robbie.
Oh, that's hilarious. No, I was doing comedy when I was DJing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You really are a ham. Like, she acts like, you know what really bugs me about her?
What?
We'll go in public and like this.
Yeah.
Acting as if I don't fucking pet her all day long.
Right.
Like, people think
it's
I abuse
never
her.
Never enough.
How is it never enough?
She doesn't act like an abused
she
dog.
She sleeps on my fucking pillow. She has an orthopedic pillow she fucking sleeps on. I woke up this morning with her in my eyes.
I know.
And then every minute of the day she's on top of me and I'm petting her. And then it's like, now she's looking at you like, I get nothing. Sick.
I know. My dog does
sickness.
The exact same
I hate
thing.
It.
Do you want to have kids?
I think I'm too late.
Really?
You didn't. I'm 38.
Did you freeze?
I didn't freeze. I'm not freezing.
Okay.
Here's my thing with the freezing. I'm not against the freezing. Freeze if you want. I already have a bad back. I have a bad neck. I'm supposed to all of a sudden be pumping out these kids when I'm 62. I can't bend over now.
Well, now's the window. Yeah.
Now's the window.
Now's the window.
I'm not having them later. I want them now.
Right.
I can't be a new mother when I'm 45. My back is fucked.
Yeah. So that wasn't
falling apart.
That wasn't a dream then of yours.
I think it was years ago. And I, you know, when I first met this guy, I thought maybe this could have been it. Cause I was like, you know, I'm at the window now, but I'm also like, my career's doing very well right now. Until after this podcast comes out. until I get canceled.
Up until this point.
Yeah, up until this morning. My career's going well. I'm on the road a lot. I'm like,
I know.
When am I having kids?
I don't know. You would have to take a moment off.
Because I'm like, my mom was super busy, and pretty much my dad raised me and my sister, and it's like, well, yeah, I didn't like that as a kid. I remember being like, why is my mom never here? And I'm like, I wouldn't want that for my kids. You know what I mean? I wouldn't want, I think I'd be a good mom, but if I was fucking here all the time.
Yeah, if you were present and interested in it. So when did you start doing stand-up?
When I was 18, 20 years.
18 you started?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
I took an improv class when I was...
in Canada?
Yeah, when I was 16, I think I took an improv class in Second City.
Okay.
Yeah, like a after school one, because in high school, I realized I wanted to be an actor.
Okay.
So I really wanted to act. And then I auditioned for a bunch of schools in Toronto to be an actor, and I got into none of them, but a comedy program.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you start comedy in Toronto?
Yes.
And then you moved to... So you're doing comedy the whole time? You don't have another job? Or you?
No, that? I was serving, waitressing.
Okay.
So I served at a bunch of insane places, and then when I moved out here... 8 years ago, my green card was all fucked up, so I had to work under the table.
Okay.
So I was doing horrendous catering gigs. Like, have you ever seen the show Party Down?
I was just thinking.
It's worse than Party Down. Like, it's literally, you get spoken to like shit. I was working at some country clubs out here. Cannot believe the way these people treat the fucking help. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Atrocious.
I walked in once. It's atrocious. I walked in once the front door, and I got screamed at to go back out and enter by the garbage, like the garbage I am. I was like, huh?
Like the garbage you
I
are?
I literally worked.
That's foul.
It was the Beverly Hills, Wilshire, whatever.
Name
fuck.
Names.
I will. The Beverly Hills fucking golf club.
Yeah.
Whatever. Disgusting. couldn't even wear my sunglasses in the middle of the sun. Like, it doesn't go with the dress code. These, like, black Ray-Bans.
Right.
I'm, like, squinting with a whole tray of fucking, like, awful.
Just totally abusive.
Just totally. It's insane.
And then, so you're doing stand-up during this.
I'm doing stand-up during that. So I just moved out here. So I didn't have a car. So I was, like, biking around places, borrowing a friend's car.
Oh, my God.
I was staying on my friend's couch. I was living with these two girls in a one-bedroom apartment when I first moved out here. Because I couldn't even get, like, as a Canadian, you can't get a cross-border credit check.
Yeah.
I couldn't even open a bank account.
Oh,
nobody
God.
Would, like, it was a fucking nightmare. The first 3 years here were bad.
So you have, like, just cash in a wallet at that
cash in a wallet. I'd have to keep, like, getting my parents to transfer Canadian money to, like, their friends out here who, like, their, thank God my parents' friends signed a co-lease on my rent because I could not get an apartment. Like, I got to this place,
yeah,
and it was, like, the 12th place I've seen, and she's like, you don't know you're Canadian, and I just started bawling. I'm like, please. I go, I don't know what to tell you. I go, I have perfect credit score in Canada.
Yeah.
I will print it out for you. I know you don't accept it. I don't know what to tell you. I don't have a job here. I have nothing.
Right.
And then I, like, sent her, my first landlord, this, I don't know why I sent this video. I have this, like, sketch online where I play this really disgusting mermaid.
Uh-huh.
It's foul. And I sent her that. And then she's like, I shouldn't have watched it with the kids around. But yeah, you're very funny. I'll rent your apartment. I was like, oh my God, thank God.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but it was like, it was really fucking hard. And I babysat for this guy who I think was watching me.
Ew.
On a nanny cam. Yeah.
Oh, like, just fucking creep, like, watching you babysit his kids.
Uh-huh. And
how did you pick up on that?
Because I got ghosted. He didn't even fire me. He just never talked to me again. And a friend of mine was babysitting his friend's kid and said, oh, yeah, yeah, I heard your friend got fired. And she's like, oh, playing dumb. I was like, what happened? Like, yeah, no, he didn't like the way she was watching the kid. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, yeah, he had a nanny cam. Never told me. The kid was so fucking bad. She'd have, like, crazy spasms where she'd, like, hit me and slap me. And I would just go, all right. And I just let her do it. So I just I literally just sit there and watch her, like, have a full meltdown. I'm like, okay, you done yet? We'll go to the park when you're done crying.
And
what am I supposed to do?
Smacking you.
Smacking me. Like, I obviously never hit the kid. I would just be like, mm-hmm. And then he'd come home and give her, like, all these, like, toys. I'm like, hey, she was really bad today. She hit me, like, 3 times. And he's like, no. And he was also younger. He was 24. And I was, like, 30 at the time.
This is so
it was crazy.
Strange.
And I saw him at the comedy store the other day. He wanted to be a comic when I first moved out here. I swear to fucking God, if I see him there again, I'll get a band. He's done.
Oh,
you want to watch my ass and then walk and watch me perform? I don't think so.
Oh, my God. What a freak.
Yeah, it was freak. It was
That's
weird.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're doing these jobs.
Doing
and
these
then
horrendous
eventually
jobs.
Eventually, you get to put down the odd jobs. You're having, like, a fucking huge moment. Do you feel that you're having a moment right now? Or do you feel like
I
kind of
do.
Ago?
No, I feel like since the Burr thing on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, killing.
Yeah, it feels good. I'm feeling like, I'm feeling, but now, here's what's so fucking sick about comedy.
Yeah, tell me.
You get something and then you're like, what next?
Totally.
Like, I'm feeling good right now, but I'm like, what? But now what?
Oh,
it's so disgusting to even think this. I'm like, I am happy. I'm on the road like crazy right now. I'm like, but I'm like, I'm trying to get my own special. And it's like, everyone's like, do YouTube. But here's the thing. When you're a woman who has a big nose and a mullet, who makes fun of men, I can't put out a YouTube special on my own. I'm gonna be ripped the fucking part.
Yeah,
I'm not Nikki Glaser. I'm not Whitney Cummings. I'm not saying I'm ugly.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I cannot put Kelsey Cook, example. She put out a YouTube special. It's doing great. Of course it is. She's a very attractive woman. She's not going to be eaten apart. Every fucking clip of mine on YouTube. What is this thing? This woman's so ugly. Is that Gru from Incredible? Whatever. Every fucking day, it's those comments. So it's like, you think a YouTube thing is going to take off
for
me? It's not.
You're feeding yourself to the sharks.
No, it's not. So I'm like, I want a special on fucking Netflix.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Yeah. I mean, I totally, the YouTube comments, I've never been eviscerated more. I still get ripped. Are you on TikTok?
Yeah.
I still get ripped apart on there.
Well, did you filter out comments?
No, I don't filter.
I filtered because it was getting bad.
So everyone can't post or you can't see it?
I can't see it. So anything that mentions...
I don't want to protect myself.
Well,
I should.
Not about my content, but it's like if it ever says I look like a man or I'm ugly or I'm fat or something on my nose, I have all those out.
Because
it was every fucking day I'd wake up and have to delete like 20 comments.
Right.
About how ugly I am. I'm like, okay. I can only look at it so many. I'm like, then stop looking at me. Don't look at me. Like, I made the mistake. I didn't know IMDb has results, has reviews.
It has reviews?
I read one. I was
so upsetting.
It is upsetting. But it's funny because I think I had a very standout performance on Bill Burr's Netflix thing.
Yes.
But I also, that means I also got ripped apart.
Right.
So I went through.
What was his Netflix thing called?
Friends Who Kill.
Right. Yeah, amazing.
So I went through and one comment was.
Oh, God.
She is so fucking ugly. I couldn't even listen to her.
That's so mean.
I was like, oh my, it's so mean. And here's the problem.
It's
and
bullshit,
I always say this, and this is so, it's so fucking true. There's gonna be comments on this. I don't give a fuck. Is this fucking accurate? every female comedian,
yeah,
every comment is about our appearance.
Yes.
Nothing else. Or we're not funny. Classic. Get hey hacks and get a new line. Nobody cares anymore. Every fucking man.
Yeah.
We have male comics.
Yes.
I'm not going to name names. Morbidly obese. 300 plus pounds.
Yeah.
On their, I go through once a week, like a psychopath, I'll go onto their page, look at their comments, not one about their appearance,
not one
about their size.
Never.
And I, every day, I'm fat. I'm fat every day on my videos. And I'm like, okay, cool.
It's so right.
And I'm like,
here's another thing that they'll do if you're a female comic. In my podcast clips or my stand-up, my crowd work, they love to say mean. It's mean or it's something about generally my attitude, like anger.
Yeah.
Where it's like, they're never comments under a man's video. Like, why is he so angry?
Nope.
Why is Tim Dillon so worked up?
Nope.
No, nothing. It has nothing to do with that. It's
nope.
The joke, but women positioning yourself as fucking angry about something mm-hmm. or enraged.
Having
or
a doing fucking something opinion.
Frank. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so fucking annoying.
That's why I want to be fucking famous even more now, just to smear it in all these people's faces.
I know. But it's like these people are so clearly just like a vocal minority, because even the people that just like all the comments are like, you know, worse than Amy Schumer. How much they hate Amy Schumer.
I get that.
Amy Schumer's crushing.
Amy Schumer's a fucking multi-billionaire. She doesn't give a fuck what you think about her.
I know.
Sarah Silverman too, they always comment. I'm like, Sarah Silverman's unreal.
But
nicest woman in the world too.
But they're commenting as if these people are struggling.
Yeah.
These people are killing.
Yeah, they're people
they're
are
the biggest
yes.
female comics.
Yes.
Some of the biggest comics.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing that the commentary online is just like a unanimous mm-hmm. troll that's like, they fucking suck.
Yep. And the funniest part is they never have a profile picture. Isn't that weird?
No, never.
Everyone who says I'm ugly, I'd love to see your face. I'd love to take a pee.
Yeah, or Bible verses.
Bible verses. Oh yeah,
lots
I love that.
Be good
I
to thy neighbor.
That. Oh my God, I had this woman,
daddy to three.
Yeah, this girl, this woman,
girls.
This little girl. Oh yeah, it's always always the ones that do have photos. It is something to say. It
what
is.
Do you think,
it
Sue?
Is the men with two girls that always say something. And
yes.
What I'll do now is I'll comment. Usually I ignore the comments. Girl dads, I'll comment and I'll go, hey, you know what? Keep up the good work. I'm sure your children, just looking right at the camera. I'm sure your children will really appreciate their dad being a scumbag. Like, I had one guy too who was like, I think he had two girls that were like 8 and like 12 or something. It's honestly, it's too much.
I love how she just doesn't know. Like, I love that dogs don't know who we are, like what we do. Like, they're just like, she's just here on a couch. She has no idea.
No, stop. And she look at, I hate when she does that. She like itches her ears and licks it. Stop.
Oh, my dog loves to smell his own ears.
It's disgusting.
Sucking on his paw all day. What is on there?
They're gross. Dogs are so gross.
No, they're so
sucking on their
cats.
Butts all the time. Cats are disgusting.
I can't stand
also,
them.
Also, I'm like, very allergic to them, so I can't.
I'm
even
super
near
allergic
them.
To them, but like, I don't want your shit in my house in this like sandbox.
No,
I can't believe anyone does that.
No, and then they're pooping and they're walking to poop and they're walking all over the house.
I don't like their
poop walk.
It's disgusting.
No, she's not walking on my pillows. I'd flip the fuck out if she's walking on my pillows.
I wipe my dog's paws every day when he comes in
oh,
the house.
Oh, do you? Oh, I should do that.
Big.
No, I know, I should.
You could put the little socks.
I'm not putting socks on her. I hate that. No. I have a fucking animal
I
with
know.
Socks.
I know. Absurd. I'm just saying because she's going in your bed at night. You say she sleeps
yeah,
in your
she's
bed.
She's slopping
and
around. But she's on top of the blanket. I'm not like on top of the blanket. She doesn't go under the blanket.
No, that's weird. It's wait, disgusting. So a guy with an 8 and 11 year old.
And it's always those guys who hate women the most. And
yeah.
Are like, so I usually comment back like, hey, really cool that you're like,
raising two.
You raise your girls. Also, what makes me laugh, it's always like, can you imagine? This has always been such a turnoff to me. If I ever saw somebody I was dating trolling on someone's Instagram, can you imagine? You're like, hey, honey, is dinner almost ready? Yeah, 1 second, sweetie. Fuck you, you fat, stupid bitch. Like, what are you commenting on someone's video? It's like so bizarre.
It's fucking
Daddy,
weird.
Daddy, can you come play with me? 1 second. You disgusting cunt bitch. I don't know what the
I
fuck.
I only think women should have social media.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I don't think men should have it.
Wouldn't that be nice?
They shouldn't, because anytime I meet a man and he has social media, I'm like, what are you doing on social media?
Yeah.
Commenting on people's
stuff. You're commenting.
Stuff,
what are you looking at?
Yeah, what are you looking at on
you
there?
You know what they are looking at? I found a way that you can really see what people are looking at.
What does that mean?
You go to their For You page.
How do you go to their For You page?
You look
get
at
on
what
their
they're
phone.
No, yeah, if you're on your, if you see, like if you happen to see.
That's such an invasion of privacy.
What's on yours? All dogs, and it's actually weird.
Mine's like zits.
Mine right now is dogs, and like, I don't know, a lot of disfigured people. I don't know what I looked at once, but now it's a lot of like burn victims.
Oh my God.
I don't know what I looked at, and now it's every day.
Wow. Dogs
but it's a
and
lot of golden retrievers. It's mostly dogs.
Oh, I don't know.
A lot
any
of raccoon
dogs.
Stuff.
Wow, mine's like zits, like ingrown hair.
Oh, you like watching that?
I guess I did once. Now if
that's
I ever,
a problem.
But if I look for a few seconds now,
yeah,
I'm like stuck, and then it's like, you know, Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. You got a thing for Aniston?
Yeah, I'm a fucking nuts for her.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a fan of Aniston, but I like.
Is that what they're called?
No, I just made that up. That was a thing. Could you imagine?
It should be.
We're the Fanistons.
Oh,
no,
my God.
She's on my feed. A lot of like 90s celebrity like women.
I don't look at any celebrities. No topless anybody.
Oh, I do.
No celebs.
And then food. Lots of recipes.
Lot of recipes. Yeah, yeah.
A lot of recipes like salads. Are you vegetarian? Yeah. I could see that for you.
No.
Really?
I'm glad you're
a meat eater.
That. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby likes to eat it all. Baby sucking it back. I should, but
maybe sucking it back, referring to the meat.
Oh yeah, I'm slopping it back.
I don't think there's anyone in comedy who has a voice remotely like yours, and I'm not talking about the literal tone of your voice. I'm talking about your point of view and how you are on stage.
Oh, okay, thank you.
It's a huge compliment.
It is a bit. It actually is. I thought my voice. I'm like,
no,
yeah, I gotta
like
stop smoking.
Distinct and so funny and amazing. And
thank you.
Tell people where they can find you
at Instagram at Steph Tolev or all social media, TikTok and
what about your pod?
Yes, please listen to Steph Infection. You got to do it now that I know you like fucking zip. And shit.
Please have me on Steph Infection.
Yes, please. It's all about body stuff.
I had a staph infection once.
Then you gotta come on it.
I would love to come on and tell you about it. I now have a bald spot because of it.
Oh, I'm gonna get you a date right now. Okay.
Thanks, Steph. Wait, thanks, Suze.
Yeah, Susan. Stupid idiot.
Stupid idiot. Thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you.